The very first record, not jazz record, just
doesn't
record.
Have. Yeah, it could be any record.
Oh, the first record I remember listening to was probably "Onward, Christian Soldiers," because my mother loved Mahalia Jackson.
Okay, very good. We're gonna move right along. Question number two: you're going out for a nice dinner. What would you say is at the top of your list? What would be your favorite meal?
Caviar.
Wow. Okay. Very good.
I learned how to eat it from B.B. King.
Okay.
I didn't like it at first until he said, no, this is how you do it, and I've loved it ever since.
Wow. I mean, a lot of people have learned stuff from B.B. King, but you learned eating caviar from
yes.
B.B. King. Okay. Okay. If you could transport yourself back in time to the 40s or 50s, can you give me one jazz artist that you would have wanted to just spend a day with?
Dinah Washington.
Simple as that. Question four. Give me a song that you wish that you would have written.
Wow. I have to come back to that one.
All right. You know what? Let's pass, and let's go to
okay.
Question five. I don't know how often you get a chance to watch movies, but does Diane Reeves have a favorite movie of all time?
I think my favorite movie of all time would have to, probably Shawshank Redemption. I love that movie.
Great choice. Can you recall the best piece of advice anyone has ever given you?
Stay ready so you don't have to get ready.
Okay. Number seven, late night, you're tired, maybe you're just coming back from a gig, or you're home relaxing in Denver. Does Diane have a favorite late night snack, a guilty pleasure of sorts?
No, not really. No, I mean, I like popcorn, but...
Okay, well, that counts.
Yeah,
we'll count that. Now, this one's tough because you've worked with so many amazing people, but... if you can, think of an artist who you would still love to collaborate with someday. And again, this can be, you know, outside of the realm of jazz, of course.
Well, do they have to be alive?
No. I mean,
it can be
past or present.
Do something with Marvin Gaye.
Wow. Diane Reeves and Marvin Gaye. And correct me if I'm wrong, but there is a Marvin Gaye song on the new record.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Excellent. Yeah. Let's go back for a second. Do you want to go back to the song you wish you...
Let's see. I wish I'd have probably written, I think, of Both Sides Now, because I love that song.
Okay. Again, there is no wrong answer. Okay.
Yeah.
We've got two more to go. If you were not a musician, not an award-winning, internationally known vocalist, you might have become a fill-in-the-blank.
Some kind of anthropologist.
Okay. And finally, if you could drive cross-country from New York to Los Angeles or New York to Denver, who would you want in the passenger seat to enjoy that cross-country trip with?
Wow. I would have to say maybe somebody like Thich Nhat Hanh.
Okay. Now, that's a new name to me.
Yeah. He's a great writer and philosopher. Yeah.
Okay. Excellent. I mean, I thought maybe, you know, we're going to pick a family member or a band member, but...
I'm around them all the time.
Okay. Yeah, you do enough traveling with them.